The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
My 5-year-old is really good at coming up with excuses why she should not be going to bed and why she has to stay up later.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. What's the most ridiculous reason your child gives to get out of going to bed? 1-800-330-9999. I don't know about you, Raven, or producer Sean, but I feel like she is so creative on the spot. Like, she has to have a future in some kind of performance art. This was her last night.
Why can't you go to bed right now, even though it's past your bedtime?
Because I want to do a performance.
A what?
A performance.
A performance?
Yeah.
What kind of performance?
A dancing one.
Oh, okay, go ahead.
La la.
Beautiful. It was really nice. Thank you. Now go to bed.
Nope.
Yeah, she gets a second into the performance, then decides, you know what, this is not the effort I actually want to put forward, though. But I knew the idea would allure my mom for a moment.
Right. She's like, let me just stand here and spin around in my pajamas in the bathroom. And how long can I spin around until she finally says that's enough?
How do you know the performance was done, though? You know? Yeah. Maybe she had more to do.
Oh, I'm sure there would have been if I had allowed her. I can guarantee you
that. We don't have time for the long pauses here, the intermission.
Yeah. Do you have this issue with Isaac, your stepson?
Oh, man. He has a plethora of excuses when we have to, you know, put him to bed.
Mm-hmm.
One of my favorites, though, too, is like, you know, usually our dog Diesel sleeps with him in his room in his bed, but every time we're like, hey, it's time for bed, he'll go on the couch and call Diesel to the couch and just lay on the couch with him and snuggle him. We're like, you know, hey, it's time to go to bed. He's like, yeah, but if I don't snuggle Diesel now, I'll fall asleep and not have a chance to snuggle him in bed.
Well, logical.
It appeals to your dog sensibilities, right? The fact that everybody needs love. Right.
There's another one he likes to do where he brushes his teeth for way too long.
Oh, yeah.
10 minutes.
Wait a minute. Do they all do that?
Yeah.
Dakota, 100 times, brush your teeth. But the minute that I'm like, go to bed, she's like, I got to brush my teeth.
Yes.
And then she'll stand there forever. You know. Leah, what's the most ridiculous reason your child gives to get out of going to bed?
Oh, my gosh. This kept me up the other night. My son, he's 7. He told me that his stuffed animals were in an argument. So he wasn't able to go to bed until it was resolved, and he had to carry out. I have no idea how he even knew this. I guess he's been watching a lot of like court dramas, like on TV or something, but he started carrying out this like stuffed animal court where walrus was suing lion, and it went on way too long, and he just refused to go to bed until it was resolved.
Yeah, no, they'll come up with anything, and they'll extend that lie for hours at a time to the point when they're saying words that don't make sense,
right.
But they just keep saying the words.
They just keep going.
Yeah.
Right.
Exactly. He was making up laws, but they made sense in stuffed animal world, I guess.
The stuffed animals is always an issue, too. Yours are in a court of law, so it's a little bit different. But at my house, it's she needs certain ones. And it's always the ones that are not in her bedroom
mm-hmm.
at the time.
Oh, yeah.
So I need Cherry Bunny. I'm like, well, where is Cherry Bunny? And she's like, I don't know.
No, but then, they do know. They know one is far away.
Right.
They know that there's distance
I'm
to
downstairs.
Cover. You're going to have to look. Yeah, they understand all that.
I'm wandering around the living room, the family room, her backpack, like trying to figure out where is Cherry Bunny, you know? What was the last reason that your child gave to get out of going to bed? 1-800-330-9999.
Why can't you go to bed right now, even though it's past your bedtime?
Because I want to do a performance.
A what?
A performance.
A performance?
Yeah.
What kind of performance?
A dancing one.
Oh, okay, go ahead.
La la.
Children will give any excuse they possibly can to get out of bedtime. That's my 5-year-old daughter, Dakota.
I wonder how that would work at work.
If I was just like, I wanted to get out of a meeting. Why can't you come to the meeting? I want to do a performance. A performance. And then I just twirl around for 17 minutes.
Yeah, well, they get very creative when it's time to go to bed. Yeah. Anything to stay up.
What is the most creative reason your child gave to get out of going to bed? 1-800-330-9999. Leah?
She actually did it to me last night. Right when I say it's time for bed, all of a sudden she's starving. She's so hungry. Uh-huh. She hasn't eaten, but we just ate dinner a couple hours ago. And I'm the worst parent ever if I don't let her have a snack because I'm starving her.
I'm going to die, Mom.
Alisa,
I'm dying, Mommy.
I'm going to confess something to you that I'm embarrassed to admit. But that was the one that set me over the edge two nights ago. Because all night, I had made her like three different dinners. And I know you're not supposed to. Feel free to judge me. She would not eat anything. Finally, she has to go to bed at 7:15. At 7:13, she starts crying that she's hungry. Alicia, I screamed so loud that I set off the alarms in my house.
What?
I lost my mind. I don't know what it was, but that was the thing that put me over the edge. And like my alarms in my house are like the windows. If you try to crack them, that's how loud I scream.
I've never witnessed that before in my life.
Because only your kids can push you that far.
Wow.
Only your kids. Do you think these kids have meetings where they share ideas on how to drive their parents crazy at bedtime?
It's like crowdsourcing. Yeah. Right.
Lucas, what's the excuse that your child gave so they can get out of going to bed?
He said his sheets weren't clean enough. He changes them out every 3-4 nights, and he says, no, this isn't clean enough. Check them. They're fine. He likes to have his sheets done every night.
I know that there's some kids that wouldn't change the sheets or have the sheets changed in their bed their whole entire young life. They would never even know.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good one. That's a good one. Because as a parent, you're like, oh, they don't feel clean.
Right.
So you're like, oh, you're so proud of them for being concerned about their hygiene.
It's true.
Like, he's a 9-year-old boy. He's like Martha Stewart with his parents' stuff.
Like, if she said to me, if my daughter said to me, like, Mommy, I think these sheets are dirty, I would immediately start stripping the bed.
The entire bed immediately that night. You'd have to dust around the area and all the lights come back on. You got to make sure.
Yeah.
No, that's a good one.
Patty, what was the ridiculous reason that your child gave to get out of going to bed?
She was crying, saying that what if she gets thirsty later? And if she's asleep, she won't know she's thirsty. And I couldn't really get down to, like, her fear there. This, I don't know where it came from, but she was really afraid she would get thirsty. And then she wouldn't be awake to get more water.
I have an old school sippy cup.
I have no idea.
On the nightstand, just so I don't have to deal with the, I need a cup of water. Just sits there. Who knows how old the water in there is?
That was going to be my question.
Yeah, no idea. But it's got the top, you know, like, and it's just water. So I figure it's fine.
It's closing out the bad stuff.
Right.
For the most part, anyways. No spiders crawling in there.
I have a 3-sip rule, though. If she says she needs a sip of water before she goes to sleep, she's only allowed to take 3 sips. Because the other thing she does to get out of going to sleep, and maybe you have this issue too, Patty, she'll chug it, and then we have to get up and go to the bathroom, which only adds to the bedtime routine.
You know, I'm going to go out on a limb here, and I'm going to say 3 sips of lukewarm water that's days old out of my sippy cup, smelling and tasting of plastic. I probably get out of that habit pretty soon. Pretty quick.
I might have to try that. Thanks.
I mean, I would.
Don't underestimate a 5-year-old.
That water sounds disgusting.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner. So you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work. With over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you. And most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and get your first month free. Just $1 down, $15 a month. No commitment. Deal ends Friday, February 13th. You coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.